Hi, I'm Rosemary Martirana, Director of Intelligence here at the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and you're listening to Intelligence Unclassified. This podcast is exactly what the title states, unclassified information about current trends in homeland security for the state of New Jersey, as well as educational information and resources for your awareness. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow NJOHSP on Twitter at NJOHSP and Facebook. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov. Hi, I'm here today with Craig Sante, one of our intelligence analysts who wears many hats for our office, but one of those hats includes collecting the special events that are taking place around the state of New Jersey on an ongoing basis. So, Craig, let's give our listeners an idea of what the origin was. In other words, why do we collect these special events that are taking place around the state?
Well, after the Boston bombing, which occurred in April 2013, the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness saw the value in having information about large public gatherings before they happen, since these events could be potential targets for terrorism and or criminal activity.
So we've been collecting special events in the state since about April of 2013 then?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. What kind of events should people be submitting, or what are we looking for?
We're mainly interested in large outdoor gatherings such as concerts, marathons, parades, street fairs, craft fairs, and holiday gatherings. We're also interested in events that have a historical, cultural, religious, or symbolic significance that may heighten concern about possible terrorist activity. For instance, the Semper Fi 5K run that was bombed last month in Seaside Park may have been targeted because of its association with the Marine Corps.
Yeah, that's a good point. So why do we at NJOHSP collect these special events then?
Well, this is important. The information is shared with law enforcement agencies throughout the state of New Jersey. They use the information to plan for the security of events in their areas, and it also lets them know about nearby events that may be happening at the same time.
For instance, in the other counties, per se?
Yes.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So, Craig, once this information is collected, how do we share that information?
OHSP distributes the information to the law enforcement departments throughout the state through the state's Fusion Center, which is the New Jersey Regional Operations Intelligence Center. Police agencies throughout New Jersey, including the New Jersey State Police, utilize the special events information. We also share the information on our largest events with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to ensure coordination at all levels of government.
So do you see any need for any improvements in the special events information you receive through the website?
Yeah, I like to emphasize the sooner we get the information, the better. This gives police more time to plan for the upcoming special event. Ideally, we would like to receive the material at least a month in advance because we continually update the listing as we receive the information. I would personally like to thank all the contributors because the more information that I receive, the more useful the listing is to everybody.
Yeah, it's a good point. So how can police and residents throughout the state send information about special events they might know about in their areas of operation or jurisdictions or their hometown?
Individuals and agencies can use our online special events form. It's available on our website, which is njohsp.gov, by clicking on the events submission form. The information is then automatically sent to us.
Well, Craig, thank you very much for joining me today.
I appreciate the opportunity, and again, I appreciate everybody contributing to our special events spreadsheet.
Excellent. Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov. Thanks again for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.